President-elect Donald Trump's pledge to deport more immigrants will face a major test after he takes office. Already, the nation's immigration courts have a backlog of more than 525,000 cases, and almost 70,000 of those are in New York City. To understand why, WNYC's Beth Fertig reports on one New Yorker who spent 2.5 years fighting to stay here.
It's about 8 a.m. on a chilly day in December, and Peter Bolanich is getting some last-minute advice from his immigration lawyer before heading to court.
Everything that you say can be used against you and used for credibility purposes.
The two men are meeting on the second floor of a McDonald's across the street from the federal building in Lower Manhattan. Bolanich is 57, and he's lived in Yonkers ever since leaving Poland with his family when he was 5. He's got a gray mustache, and he's wearing bifocals, a yellow golf shirt, and a navy ball cap. He sounds like a native New Yorker instead of an immigrant facing deportation.
I'm not a felon or nothing like that. I never got caught with firearms. I never assaulted anybody.
But he did have a drug habit.
At one point when I was a Teamster, I got involved with sniffing cocaine, and then I got hooked up with a couple girls, and it was hard to kick it.
Bolanich was convicted of drug possession a total of 6 times and 4 times of petty thefts. These are all considered misdemeanors, and he never served time in prison. But in 2014, a year after one of those arrests for possession of crack cocaine, immigration agents came to the house he shares with his mother.
5 o'clock in the morning, 6 police officers, like, surrounded 2 in the driveway, 2 come up to my room, 2 are, you know, waiting outside, and they just brought me down to immigration. They were all laughing about it.
Bolanich has a green card, but because of his criminal record, the government wanted to deport him. In 2014, the same year Bolanich was arrested by immigration agents, President Obama gave a speech on immigration reform. He said he wanted to focus the country's limited resources on the biggest threats.
Felons, not families. Criminals, not children. Gang members, not a mom who's working hard to provide for her kids. We'll prioritize, just like law enforcement does every day.
But those priorities also include immigrants convicted of misdemeanors. In other words, people like Peter Bolanich. And that's a pretty wide net. This helps explain why Obama has deported 2.5 million people during his 8 years in office, more than any other president. Experts say this is also why it's hard to imagine Donald Trump deporting even more criminal immigrants.
I think this administration already takes a fairly broad view of who is a criminal.
Paul Wickham Schmidt was an immigration judge in Arlington, Virginia for 13 years. While the government has put more resources into immigration enforcement, Schmidt says it hasn't done enough to help the court system meet the growing demand. Last year, there were fewer than 300 immigration judges for the whole country, handling more than 220,000 cases. Even if you added 100 more judges,
that barely keeps up with the incoming cases. It doesn't begin to deal with the more than 500,000 cases that are already pending.
In other words, imagine those pending cases are a bathtub filled to the rim, and your job is to empty the tub while more water is gushing out of the faucet.
If you start doing the 500,000 cases that are pending, then you're going to fall behind on the incoming cases.
You get the picture. Here in New York, there are 28 immigration judges working in the federal building. On the same day that Bolanich had his deportation hearing, I visited one of those other courtrooms where a judge was hearing new cases. Each took about 5 minutes. An immigrant would address the government's charges, and the judge scheduled additional court dates, some as late as August of 2018, which isn't so bad given that Schmidt said he was scheduling hearings in Arlington for 2021 before retiring last summer. Bolanich was pleading for cancellation of removal. His lawyer, Connor Gleason, argued that his convictions were for misdemeanors connected to drug abuse and that he's been sober since he completed a drug rehabilitation program in March of 2015.
In my opinion, Peter is the model, classic example of what cancellation removal is for in terms of the second chance.
To make his case, he also argued that Bolanich's removal or deportation would cause him great harm. He's been on disability since a heart attack in 2011, and he has a pacemaker.
I think it's one of the greatest examples of hardship that I have seen in any client I have had. He sees the same doctors every 90 days. He needs to maintain the ability to see those doctors. To be deported to Poland, he won't have access to that type of medical help.
Gleason claimed deporting Balanich would also have a devastating effect on the man's 84-year-old mother, who's a naturalized American citizen. Balanich lives with her and takes care of her many medical needs. And with respect to the crimes, Gleason told the judge his client was repentant and rehabilitated. But an attorney for the government argued that Balanich, quote, remains a danger to society because of his criminal record. The judge, however, ruled in favor of Balanich. She canceled the deportation order and told him, this is the only chance you get. Afterwards, Balanich stood outside the federal building with his little defense team and celebrated by lighting a cigarette.
I feel great. I think I picked one of the best attorneys that immigration could have.
His social worker had come along, and so did a law student who had straightened out his back taxes. Balanich was very lucky. Unlike many people in immigration court, he had a free public defender. His attorney, Connor Gleason, is with Bronx Defenders, which is taking part in a special program called the New York Immigrant Family Unity Project. Gleason says cases like this are tough, another reason why they take so long.
We had 329 pages of evidence, 17 family members, 12 of whom wrote letters of support. We had proof of his rehabilitation. We had proof of all of his nonviolent arrests and conduct. We had proof of him completing the programs. We had proof.
Gleason met Balanich a year after his arrest, and they spent another year and a half collecting these documents and going to court. As they stood outside, Balanich called his mother in Yonkers. It was still early, around 10 a.m.
Hey, Ma, you sleeping still?
She was awake, and she wanted to know what happened.
And I'm beautiful, Ma. Just asking chill. Everything's over, Ma. Yeah. Okay, I'll see you.
The rest of his family became naturalized American citizens after moving to New York in the 1960s, but Balanich never bothered to take the test.
I should have became a citizen years ago.
He still can. In early January, the government declined to appeal, meaning Balanich can apply to become a citizen in 2019 and never again face the risk of deportation. For WNYC, I'm Beth Fertig.
The data in this story comes from Syracuse University's Transactional Records Access Clearinghouse. To see more on immigration cases in New York, go to WNYC.org.